In a month's time, South Africa will be commemorating or observing 10 years after the Marikana massacre. It's the single largest state-sanctioned police massacre since the advent of our democracy here in Cape Town. And of course, it set the tone for a level of police repression in South Africa committed by a democratic state. But it also wasn't just a state-sponsored massacre. There was capital influence also on the South African government. Capital that lobbied the South African government heavily to provide either an answer or resolution, or at least action, concomitant action, if you remember the phrase. It lobbied the South African government heavily, and people were part of capital included. At the time, non-executive director at Lonman Cyril Ramaphosa, before he became the ANC's deputy president. And City Press reporting, and in the headline, Ramaphosa is, in air quotes, liable to pay damages for the Marikana massacre. And that he carries some blame. I've read the news piece. I've not read the actual judgment. But as a man of influence, and I stress a man with money and political influence in his then still active involvement in the ANC, not though a member of the ANC's top six, but there is a measure of responsibility, I believe, that Cyril Ramaphosa must take. And it would be easy to see why there are personal damage claims against him, because he is a man of money, of personal wealth, a large personal wealth. So I could see why the victims and the families of victims and survivors would want to have a personal claim against the man, Cyril Ramaphosa, with his own personal wealth. And I can see he's a fairly easy target. But why do we largely forget, and this is everyone from media to the organizations and the unions who are trying to do good by the victims of Marikana, that this was a state, I underscore, state massacre. Ria Piecha, the name, you must say it out loud, not just that of Cyril Ramaphosa. Ria Piecha was the SAPS commissioner at the time of the Marikana massacre. Nati Mthethwa, say his name, Nati Mthethwa was the Minister of Police at the time of the Marikana massacre. Jacob Zuma was the President of this Republic of South Africa during the Marikana massacre. And of course, while Cyril Ramaphosa, through his influence and the nexus of money, capital and politics, he does bear responsibility, I think we largely forget. And our headlines don't necessarily scream, and the NGOs who want to do good by the victims of Marikana, we don't say the names of Piecha, Mthethwa, Zuma enough. And of course, there is a level of responsibility on Cyril Ramaphosa. But he becomes an easy target, and I can see why. He has the money. And if there was a damages claim, I'm not going to go after poor old Jacob Zuma, because he has no money, or at least money that we know of. Maybe money that's not hidden somewhere away from the taxman. So we fairly know how much money Cyril Ramaphosa has, or thereabouts. We don't know how much Jacob Zuma has. So if I am an NGO looking after the lot of the victim of the Marikana massacre, I know I'm gonna go for the person who I know has money, not Jacob Zuma in his personal capacity, not Nati Mthethwa in his personal capacity, and not Ria Piecha in her personal capacity. And I think we shouldn't forget that while capital was heavily involved in influencing what happened, this was after all a state massacre. I'd like your thoughts on that. 021-446-0567. You can drop me a WhatsApp. 072-567-1567.